This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about maybe we could call it the new warfare, or term that my guest has used, hybrid warfare. But we're talking about his book, iWar, little I for information, iWar. And it's about war and peace in the information age, arguably something that the previous administration of Obama did not know about, probably did not want to know about, was not interested in engaging ideas like militant Islam, or for that matter, communism, and as a result, did not really have any notion of the kind of war that we're in. But from what Bill Gertz has pointed out, this is something that's being engaged in a lot by our opponents, by the Red Chinese, by North Korea, by Russia, probably some others too, but that's enough for discussion right now. So, Bill, I guess what would happen if they declared a war and nobody came? Is that sort of the problem we're looking at here with the previous administration?
Yeah. Under the Obama administration, there was a complete ignorance of the what I call the information assault on the United States that was being carried out by our enemies, namely Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and Islamic terrorism. And they just did not have a good sense that we were facing this assault. The Obama approach to world affairs was kind of this postmodern, cosmopolitan worldview that nations had really moved beyond national interests and were really working together to on globalization and cooperation. And they just weren't following that script at all. And as a result, we're extremely vulnerable to this new form of warfare I call information warfare, which is both a technical cyber attack kind of thing, as well as more content and influence type of thing that we kind of saw during the election with the Russian both hacking and influence operation.
Now, we're not likely to see, certainly not as likely to see, millions of red Chinese soldiers coming up over the ridge at us the way it was kind of happening in Korea. But apparently, from what you've pointed out, Bill, there's something like 100,000, if we can use a new word, cyber warriors, that I guess it's just the red Chinese themselves have. We're really up against a very serious opponent if they're putting those kinds of resources into hacking every little computer we've got.
Yes, they have large forces of cyber warfare people, both the military and the civilian. Many of them are linked to the intelligence services, both the military and civilian. A lot are linked to Chinese businesses, which do a lot of spying. The difference, again, is that from a strategic standpoint, the Chinese have figured out that engaging the United States in a conventional war is a losing proposition for them. Therefore, they have to use these what I call non-kinetic or unconventional warfare means to try and defeat the United States and achieve strategic objectives. The problem is we have to recognize that threat, and then we have to figure out ways to do the same thing back to them.
Let me jump in where you mentioned recognizing the threat. Early in your book, iWar, you pointed out to an unnamed DIA chief who said that He knows that China's not a threat because the Chinese told him so. Hey, are we at kindergarten or what?
Yeah, no, this has been a long-standing problem, and that was the first time I realized that it wasn't just the liberal academics and civilians, but even within the military, the Chinese had basically propagated a information warfare deception on the United States, this notion that China is not a threat. It's based on this notion of anti-communism, because our tradition is that we don't like communist states. They're atheistic, they violate human rights, they're against all the basic things that America stands for, freedom, democracy, liberty. And yet there was a reaction to being anti-communist. It's now prevalent in the liberal left, the so-called progressive movement, and therefore they're indirectly supporting the communist system. And we've got to recognize that this is still a problem. I mean, China today remains a nuclear-armed communist dictatorship. It's not a normal nation in the traditional sense of either France or Britain or the United States. They have different objectives. This is a party-dominated state. Their military is a party-dominated military. Their job is not to defend the nation. It's to maintain the party in power. So we've still got fundamental misconceptions about that. In the case of Russia, it's a lot more complicated. You have a kind of a Putin, which is trying to reestablish a Soviet system, but without the communist system, more of a Leninist or even fascist state. And that's again, is a problem because they're challenging our fundamental understanding of the way the world should be ordered. That is based on concepts of free markets, individual liberty, freedom, democracy, those types of things. They don't agree with that, and they're working to undermine that, and we need to get smart on that right away.
You know, this kind of wishful thinking that the enemy's not the enemy, that clueless DIA chief epitomizes, well, the Chinese told me they're not a problem. This goes back a long way. I remember when I was in college in the last century, we studied from time to time, the name came up of Chamberlain, a prime minister in England, and he was convinced that we were going to have peace in our time, and signed some terrible treaties that just made it easier for dictator Hitler to march through Europe. And that's kind of, you know, when you have that historical perspective, it's kind of unsettling to realize that I think we've seen this movie before.
Yeah, I mean, and we're seeing a lot of it play out in the 21st century that we saw in the last century. And, you know, a lot of conservatives I've heard have said, well, maybe we shouldn't worry about Russia. You know, maybe the Crimea, you know, really was heavily Russian influenced because they had a lot of Russian, ethnic Russians there. I said, no, this is, if we learned anything from the last century, it's that when nations start aggression against other nations, it always ends badly. And by badly, I mean major wars and conflicts. In this case, the Russian takeover of Crimea was the classic case study in using information warfare, what you correctly called hybrid warfare. In other words, they used troops, but the troops had all of their insignia taken off. They were supposedly disguised as some non-Russian force, and they took over the country without firing a shot. This section of this country, which was really the industrial breadbasket for the Ukraine. And, of course, the Ukrainians, you know, they want to be part of the West. They don't want to be part of Russia. Yeah. And, obviously, Putin wants to try and bring them back into this greater Russia sphere of influence.
You know, if we wanted to tell the American people and the West in general that, hey, wait a minute, those guys without any insignia that went in from Russia to Crimea, they were not Boy Scouts on a weekend hike. These were actually soldiers without insignia. We could have made that argument. I think we could have made it pretty plausible, but we didn't want to make it. We wanted to pretend as if there were no problem. Hey, China's not a threat because they told me so. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Don't go away. We're talking with Bill Gertz, author of iWar, Information War in Our Time.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And today my guest is Bill Gertz. He's a national security columnist for the Washington Times and the senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon. And his book that we're talking about right now is iWAR, as in information war. And as he points out in the book, iWAR is an integral part of what I think helps us to understand what's going on if we call it, as he does, hybrid war. Yes, it can use conventional troops and forces and bullets and bombs. But the enemy gets their mind played with through various kinds of information war propaganda, if you will, something that the United States, as you point out, Bill, has pretty much abandoned and left a vacuum for the Chinese, the Soviets, and others to fill. How stupid is that?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, this new form of warfare, it involves all different types of techniques. It's not just cyber. It involves psychological warfare. Even the military, under its politically correct doctrines now, was banned from using the term psychological warfare. They had to call it MISO, Military Information Systems Operations, or some other acronym. In other words, you know, MISO to me is Japanese soup.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
Yeah. Psychological warfare is what's taking place against the United States. These countries, these enemy countries, are working to undermine the country through psychological methods that seek to influence the outcome of our policies. And it's also legal warfare, media warfare, other types of, again, non-kinetic conflict. And because we've had this liberal progressive idea that we're at the end of history and that we're all working towards global cooperation, we've missed this threat, and it's reached dangerous levels. It's really time for the U.S. to start developing counter-information warfare capabilities. We had it during the Cold War, and I outlined this in the book iWAR. It was a group called the Active Measures Working Group, and Active Measures was the term used by the then Soviet KGB political police, and these active measures were kind of their version of information warfare, and they had begun during the Reagan administration in the 80s to develop forged documents, they were trying to use these forged documents, especially in the Third World. They created horrendous lies about the U.S., such as that the AIDS virus was a biological warfare weapon designed to kill black people, things like that. They went after our U.N. ambassador, Jean Kirkpatrick, with a forged document stating that she had said wrong things. And so this Active Measures Working Group got together. It was an interagency group, worked quietly, and it began counteracting these lies and disinformation. And we really need to develop something like that. Just in December, the outgoing president signed a new defense bill, which creates a new entity that will seek to reestablish some of these Active Measures Working Group kind of counter disinformation activities. But the problem is it's located in the State Department, State Department is diplomacy impaired, as I say. In other words, their job, they think, is to get along with other nations, not, as it should be, to influence foreign nations about American values and the American system. So if the Trump administration is successful, they should undertake a major reformation of the State Department so that it doesn't seek to just get along with other nations, but really try to influence other nations to promote American ideals and values.
Well, related to that is another nutty idea that you pointed to in your book, that a counterterrorism strategist in the outgoing administration had told you that, well, if we directly address the religious aspects of terrorist propaganda, and that's perhaps one of the reasons why they never called it Muslim extremism or something like that, Islamic extremism, that would violate the separation of church and state. Well, you know, if your mind is that confused, you probably aren't going to be able to get out of a wet paper bag.
Exactly. Yeah, they had a total misunderstanding. The President Obama and his administration had brought in many of these Muslim advisors, many of whom shared the kind of Islamic supremacist view of the Muslim Brotherhood. And their view was that no non-Muslim should be allowed to address the threat posed by Islamic ideology. Only Muslims are allowed to do that. It was a total fallacy. They were exploiting the concept of religious liberty, which says that we are not to impose any constraints on religions. That's true. I agree with that. But in the case of the Muslim Brotherhood and these Islamist supremacists, they have taken a political version of Islam, and they're advocating for not just a religion, but for a version of political Islam that poses a direct threat to the United States system. I mean, they are under our Constitution. They are threatening the system of the United States, and we need to recognize that and have a real serious debate about the Islamic political threat, not religious freedom. It's not related to that. And under Obama, I had an official, his name is Quentin Viktorovich. He told me that the administration, the White House, had decided they couldn't address this ideological threat because it would somehow violate the concept of the separation between church and state. Well, that's false. The separation of church and state was to prevent the establishment of a state religion. It wasn't to prevent government from dealing with the threat posed by Islamic supremacism.
It's one of the things that caught my eye was it is how we can lose the war by the way we perceive the world and our opponents without them having to do a whole lot to help us out. We do most of the losing by ourselves. Clinton, I guess she was the Secretary of State at the time she made this observation. Yeah, she was the Secretary of State, and as you report in the book I War, she offered Morsi, a Muslim extremist, Muslim Brotherhood dictator, wannabe anyway, in Egypt, police assistance to help him stay in power. This is a guy that was overthrown by the people in maybe the largest outpouring of popular support with their own bodies in a huge square in, I guess it was Cairo, ever. And she wants to help him stay in power. Is she? Well, I don't know. It's not really for us to debate whether she's that clueless or whether she's that hostile to the United States. It comes out the same in the wash. She was there to help a tyrant, and that's just kind of mind-boggling that we've had that kind of worldview in charge of our country's foreign policy. Well, we're talking with Bill Gertz. He's the author of I War, War and Peace in the Information Age. It's a book that I would really recommend you get if you want to understand what's been going on. Maybe now we can be involved in the war as well. Going to be back in just a minute.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Bill Gertz. He's a national security columnist for the Washington Times and is the senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon, two entities that I rather think the Obama administration would like to have done away with if they could have found a way to do it. But happily, that's not an immediate threat any longer. One of the things you observe in your book is the power of the social media. And interestingly, not only have the terrorists used it effectively, and I'd like to return to that point in a minute, but Donald Trump, apparently, this business magnate that nobody really quite got their mind around as he was getting his entry into the American political system, he understood this pretty well, and maybe it's only a slight overstatement to say that he tweeted his way to the White House.
Absolutely. He became a master at the use of social media. I remember one of his first interviews after winning the election, he was asked by a 60 Minutes reporter if he was going to stop tweeting, and he said, no.
Are you going to stop winning?
No, he saw it as a great means of communication. It was, in a lot of ways, it was a kind of an information warfare tool for the president to use. he used it effectively against his opponents, both Republicans and Democrats. And he understood. I think that was one of the things that surprised
me. Let me just jump in and add, I think it helped him with the third opponent, as he has identified willingly and often since the election, the media. It's his way of getting around the media. And, oh, do they hate that?
It's truly amazing. You know, as a newspaper man for over 30 years, I've never seen anything like it. But now people write entire stories just on one 140-character tweet from Donald Trump. It's quite amazing. But I think one thing that was refreshing about him was that he understood that ideas needed to be battled. You couldn't just accommodate to these wrong and bad ideas that are being pushed on the American people, and that was totally refreshing. And I'm really confident that a lot of the recommendations that I make in this book, I War, will be implemented. Like, first of all, we need kind of a new U.S. information agency for the 21st century, which I call Information America, and it needs to be a separate entity. Excuse me, it needs to be a separate entity from. Well, I propose three ways of doing it. One, making it a government entity, semi-independent, but not dominated by the State Department or the intelligence community, which is obsessed with secrecy. Or it could be a private sector, a non-governmental organization that's funded by philanthropists who are concerned about these issues. Or more likely, it could be a combination of two, the government-private sector. But we need something that can counteract these lies and disinformation and also promote this great ideal of America, this idea that we have the best system, has a lot of flaws, it's a rough and tumble democracy, but it's clearly the best that's out there.
It's kind of like Churchill was fond of saying, democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others.
Exactly.
And we can make that argument, I would say. We used to have the U.S. Information Agency. That was, I guess, for better or worse, that was our effort at projecting the idea of America to the world and trying to combat Soviet ideology. Now we're not saying a word in response to Islamic ideology, and I think that's a very, and the Soviet ideology is not exactly dead, it's just been reborn in the person of a KGB colonel by the name of Vladimir Putin, and he's a pretty clever guy all by himself and probably understands this better than most of us. So we've got a lot of work to do, and we're AWOL at the moment, as far as I can tell.
Right. And the U.S. government rationale for not having this entity was that, well, we have a news media that fills that role. And that would be true if the news media filled that role, but they're not. I mean, all you have to do is look at the news today and see that it's disjointed, it's divided, and it's not providing that kind of coverage that's urgently needed, again, both to promote the best of America and to counteract the lies and deception that's out there, especially from the enemies. You have a situation where CNN refused to, or Reuters, they refused to call terrorists anymore because it's somehow viewed as unfair to the terrorists.
Well, it might make them mad. They might try to kill us if we point out that they are Islamic radicals who believe in murder.
Yeah, but if that were the reason, that would be one explanation. But I think the other explanation is that they're trying to be fair in their coverage of these people that are committing atrocities in the name of Islam, and there's been no pushback against that. I mean, that's why another one of the things that I think the U.S. government should do, or this new Information America, if it's private sector. We should have a pro-American cable news network for 24/7. I mean, and we can learn from our enemies on this. We can take what the Russians and the Chinese have done and apply it to us and use what I say truth and facts as weapons in this new kind of information war.
You know, we've had trouble controlling our own agencies involved in this. Years ago, when I was abroad a number of times. I was told both in Africa and in America, in South America, that the reason you've never had a coup d'etat in the United States, unlike our country and countries in our neighborhood, is that you don't have a U.S. embassy in the area. And I thought, you know, the coups that I had seen had more often than not been kind of promoted from the left, not always, but sometimes they were. And it seems like something I saw in your book is very much apropos of this, that in the 60s and 70s, the CIA was primarily helping leftists come to power abroad. Yeah. Good grief.
Yeah, you have to understand the kind of political culture there. The CIA, during the McCarthy period, way back in the 50s, became a refuge for leftists who went into government. And thus, the CIA traditionally had this liberal-left political viewpoint. It wasn't objective. It wasn't supposed to balance between liberal and conservative. And as a result, the covert action programs during the Cold War all were designed to help anti-communist leftists who, in a large measure, were not unlike a lot of the communists. Many of them were socialists, but they advocated democratic socialism. Again, kind of an oxymoron in my view.
Absolutely.
So in a lot of ways, some people have even argued that support overseas for anti-communist leftists has produced the new left radicals, which came to dominate the U.S. government under the Obama administration and still dominate the academic community today.
You made a point about how we look at Islam, how we label it or don't label it, and I was just thinking of an analogy. What if back in the 50s and 60s, maybe even the 70s, the view of our government was, to paraphrase President Obama, we're not going to tolerate anybody speaking ill of communism. Really? With the gulags and the rigged elections and the mass starvation, and we're not going to say anything ill about them. Well, how would that have ended? And yet we've had the same kind of analogous handcuffs placed on us when dealing with Islam. The music's coming up. We're going to have another segment following. We're talking with Bill Gertz about his book, iWar, War and Peace in the Information Age.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bean
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today I've been talking with Bill Gertz, Washington Times national security columnist and senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon. And his book, I-War, is the immediate reason for our having a conversation, War and Peace in the Information Age. If you want to get more information on Bill Gertz, go to GertzFile.com, G-E-R-T-Z, file.com. We're not supposed to say anything bad about Islam. That's been very helpful. That's worked out awfully well. It's only unleashed incredible death and violence throughout the Middle East. Thank you, Secretary Clinton. And all the while, apparently, our unilateral disarmament has extended to the computer age. And from what you described, it almost gave me the willies, and I don't get that very often because I've dealt with issues of this sort for a long time. But what the Chinese have been up to and what they've been able to do, even the North Koreans, they're hacking us like crazy, and we're just sort of sitting there like maybe some of our listeners wouldn't know about Alfred Newman, but he was the goofy-looking guy, what me worry, that a cartoonist aptly placed in Michael Dukakis's tank when the pacifist was running for president, and, you know, what me worry, and there he is. Looking just as silly as he could be, that seems to describe our foreign policy these days.
Yeah, well, it did certainly under Obama, and I'm hopeful now that under the Trump administration we're adopting a different approach. Peace through strength has been
here, here.
The president's call. He's also wants to do kind of an economic nationalism too, which is also important. I guess the big question is going to be how we're going to pay for everything, but well, that remains to be seen. But on the information warfare front, we've got a big problem, and I'm confident that we can deal with it. But you know, the first step is we need to recognize these threats, that we're under assault from information attacks from our enemies, and then the next step, once you do that, it's good old American ingenuity and resources to put against that threat and counter it. And like I say, I think that information warfare offers the opportunity of achieving strategic objectives without having to go to physical war. I think that's really is a bright spot for this book. Like I say, I present a pretty dire picture of these threats, but
oh, yeah.
In the end, I think we can, if we develop these capabilities, we can bring about a more peaceful world without resorting to force of arms, whether it's conventional conflict or the greater danger of a nuclear conflict.
That's something that I think the left has had a long time problem comprehending, that when America has been strong, and even if you will necessarily play the role of world policeman, show me just how many countries we took over and raped. How many countries did we establish concentration camps in? Did we suck dry economically as part of our economic imperialism? When America is strong, the world tends to be at peace. When we've got warships all around these different choke points, there isn't quite as much bad stuff happening as under Obama, when it's like somebody opened the doors of all the jails and all the inmates came rushing out, and it's been chaos abroad under this guy's administration. Hopefully Trump is going to be able to put him back in jail.
Yeah. I point out in IWAR that it all began in 2009 when Obama traveled to Egypt and gave this famous apology speech, an unprecedented attack on the American system by a sitting U.S. president. The president talked about that after 9/11, according to his view, Americans turned on the Muslims. And this was totally false. It was part of a false political narrative of the left that the ultimate cause of all the world's problems is the United States. And again, this goes back to the new left radicals of the Vietnam War, anti-Vietnam War movement. And we have got to take that issue on head on. And it's a lie. It's a dangerous lie. And it's seeking to undermine the United States. This is the notion, the liberal notion, which the Democratic Party has embraced fully, that it's a racist, homophobic, misogynistic U.S., and that has to be changed. And clearly the voters spoke last November when they said, no, that's a lie, and now it's up to the Trump administration to turn things around. I think Trump is a real smart guy. He's not a politician. He doesn't understand very well the levers of power in Washington. I'm hoping that the people he picks will be able to turn things around, and I'm fairly optimistic that he'll be able to do so in a short amount of time.
Well, and not only getting people that know where the levers of power are and how to use them, but getting rid of some real gems like one of the fellows you mentioned in your book, IWAR, four-star Admiral Lockyer. He's one of my favorites now. Climate change is more dangerous than Red China, says the Admiral. That's an extraordinary view for a guy who presumably has or had access to military intelligence information that would in 5 minutes put the lie to that view.
Well, I think that the case of Admiral Locklear, the previous Pacific Command commander, highlights the extreme politicization that has taken place under the Obama administration. And that's going to be a tough challenge for the military to turn around. All of the admirals and generals who were promoted under Obama were promoted because they adhered to similar views, the notion of climate change, which, again, is unproven that it's human caused. And we need to really take a close look at what happened. The Navy in particular was heavily politicized under Obama, and I think it's going to be a real challenge to try and fix that, especially when we have these growing naval threats, especially from China.
It's just extraordinary. One of the things I've seen for some time is that in foreign policy, the Clinton-Obama view was that, oh, no, we don't want to build up our military too much. We don't want to forward position our forces too much. We don't want to say that we recognize any kind of a threat, because doing so might just provoke the other side into really being violent, and we don't want to do that. And you see that same logic with the arguments against concealed carry for individual citizens here in the United States. It's the arguments actually advanced by people from time to time that, well, if the good guys running around with guns, that's just going to escalate trouble. You know?
Totally insane. Yeah, I think the concealed carry with the number of terrorist attacks increasing, with the number of mentally ill shootings increasing, I think that concealed carry increasing the ability of Americans to arm themselves against those threats is just the most commonsensical thing we could do.
It's certainly one way to deal with a terrorist threat, not to mention, as you point out, the nut jobs. And we've got that same thinking that's got to be stripped away at the higher levels of the Pentagon, and hopefully there are ways that these guys can be told that they're retiring with full benefits 10 years early, 5 years early, or whatever, because we've somehow got to get them out of the way, maybe assign them naval officers to the Fairbanks Naval Base or whatever, but where they can't do any harm, I guess, and get some new blood in there. If we don't do that, if Trump is not able to do that, he's going to be saddled with the dead weight of the previous administration for too long.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a big job, but like I say, in Washington, the saying is people or policy. If you pick the right people, you get the right policies. And I see a lot of good people in there now. We're waiting to see who's going to be the next National Security Advisor. That'll be a significant appointment. And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to turn things around for the country.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because this is obviously something that you watch closely from your perch as a journalist at the Washington Times and the Washington Beacon. You've put a lot of this kind of stuff in your book, War and Peace in the Information Age, War. Folks, I think this is really one of the best summaries you can get your hands on of the nature of the problem, and as we've touched on briefly, what can be done. A lot of other things that Bill Gertz has put in the book that we can be doing, things that you can be telling your members of Congress that you want them to be pushing for. Bill Gertz, thank you so much. It's BillGertz.com, G-E-R-T-Z.
Thanks, Larry.
You are welcome.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.